Saturday morning, good morning, how are you? It is Trina Mara, and as you all know, I'm very new to Instagram. I was a bit late in on this one, Emery, but I know you've got a massive following already on Instagram, and I'm one of your followers, Irish Budgeting Mammy, so you're very welcome to the show. Tell me this much, Emery, how did you get into this? Have you always been good at money, or was this kind of out of necessity?
No, I wasn't always very good at money. I would have been in my 20s during the Celtic Tiger time, so basically it was a time where, literally, I was living in Dublin at the time, going around, and I got 3 jobs in one day, and then it was a case of sitting down and going, where am I going to work? So it kind of became the norm with spending money and buying stuff from Brown Thomas and different things that were completely out of our reach before suddenly just became normal. Mm-hmm. And then the recession hit, and basically speaking, during the recession, my job was gone, the place I worked closed down. I went back to college and studied nursing. It was a really big learning curve, basically.
Were you one of these, like myself, going around with the juicy couture bags, except mine was a fake one?
Yeah.
Really?
And the fake ones, off the grease and a load of fake ones. Yeah, that kind of thing, yeah.
Yeah. Isn't it mad to look back and think of that? And you think to yourself, I remember during the recession, people saying, oh, we'll never go back to that. We've learned our lesson and we'll never do it. And then people are doing it again, I think. So you have to, I suppose, going back to college and everything, first of all, what a brave move. Congratulations for doing that. But you obviously then had to think, right, I'm not going to have this income anymore, but I need money. So did you have to really sit down and plan everything you spent, really?
Yeah, when I went back to college, I couldn't find a job. So I'm down here in the middle of the countryside and there was no jobs, and I literally had to sit down and go, well, what am I going to do? And so I went back to college. It was something to do when I couldn't find a job, and it was something to do to give me a secure job, because what I worked in before, it was childcare, Montessori, and it wasn't, the security wasn't there.
So you became an actual nurse?
Yes, I'm a nurse now, yeah.
Wow. And things have moved on a bit as well, because you're not just looking after yourself, you've got a few little mouths to feed, don't you?
Yeah, 4 kids.
Four kids. So you're still working as a nurse, are you?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I still work full time as a nurse. Yeah.
Okay, so full time nurse, mother of 4, and doing this Instagram, because when people see Instagram or they see a page like this, like Irish Budgeting Mammy, they might think that's your full time thing and you've all the time in the world to dedicate to it, but you don't. You have to kind of make the time, don't you?
Yes. Yeah, actually, I find it quite easy, the Instagram thing. I just kind of throw shots of my day and people enjoy it, because most of my followers know that I'm a working mother and I have lots of organisation skills, and I have a notice board where I give everybody the jobs and where they have to be. And so I show that kind of stuff as well. And one of the things I do a lot of is bulk cooking. So I cook most of my meals once a month. So I do a full day where I cook all the meals, and it's also really good for saving money and saving time.
So you do have to be highly organised, don't you? So when it comes to the budget, I mean, a lot of us would like to be more careful with our money. We'd like to have money there for a rainy day, or to be able to do the things that we want to do instead of always worrying about money. And you've made already quite the dent into your mortgage, haven't you?
Yeah, my plan is to pay off the mortgage as quickly as I can. I kind of say to people, the first thing you need to do is track your spending, because people are so surprised at where they spent money and they didn't know that they spent any money. Another thing I say is build up an emergency fund, even if it's just 1,000. So say your washing machine breaks, the 1,000 is there. Like say if your kids and stuff, you can't do without a washing machine, but you need to have kind of money there so you're not reaching to a credit card or going to the credit union looking for a top-up loan or whatever.
The top-up loans are where you really kind of struggle, because you think, oh, it's only €500 or it's only whatever, and they all add up very, very quickly. I remember going for one of those and the lady happened to say to me in the credit union, oh, you've borrowed 67 grand with us. I was like, excuse me? And I said, you've got the wrong number, you've got the wrong customer there. She goes, no, you have, over the years, 67 grand. I nearly collapsed. You don't realise it, sure you don't, when you're doing a little bit by bit.
No, and that was what I was left with, massive credit card debt now after the Celtic Tiger, basically. So I was left with a substantial amount of credit card debt, and then when I lost my job, I had no way to pay the credit card debt. So what I did was I cancelled my card and I paid it off over years. But I think that was my biggest lesson, was to stop living on credit. Basically, that was my biggest kick in the bum.
Right, yeah. And you don't have a credit card now, I assume?
No, I never have credit. I do this kind of thing called sinking funds. I don't know if many people are aware of them. So basically, in January, I go through what I need to spend money on, my car insurance, back to school, all those kind of costs, birthdays, and I fill up a certain amount of money for each of them. So say birthdays, if it was 500, I'd have that filled by April, because most of my kids' birthdays are in the summer, that kind of thing. Once you're organised, you don't need to rely on the credit card.
Okay, you're thinking ahead the whole time instead of waiting for the quote to come in and then going, oh God, because even this month alone, I think I got four different big bills in, and you're going right up to Christmas. It's not what you need, but if you knew they were coming and you kind of planned in advance, it would be less stressful. So there's a few things on there on your Instagram I saw as well. The budget book, you've got a few little items there. Are you very strict now? Do you write down absolutely everything you would spend?
I do. Now, I don't always, it doesn't always add up. I tell people not to really stress about it, but I do add in everything. And it's just literally going back, because it's so easy. Like, I love beauty things. So it's so easy to keep popping to the beautician and spending money. But if I sit down at the end of the month and go, oh my God, that was a ridiculous amount of money. You know, that kind of thing. Mm. So it's just because everybody has a thing. Some people are shoes, some people are bags, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
but if you write it all down, you're made look at it. You have to face what you've spent your money on.
Because you have to live your life as well. Like, you love beauty stuff. So you have to treat yourself. You work hard. You're a mum of four as well as working full time as a nurse. It's not easy. You need your own time and your own spending money on yourself as well the odd time.
Yeah. But if you follow my videos, I have a beauty envelope that I call it. So every single paycheck, I put €50 on my beauty envelope. Sometimes I put 100. So I always, I haven't cut everything out.
Yeah.
Another thing we always do is go on a holiday. We didn't this year, obviously, with COVID and that, but we always go on a holiday because, to me, I just love holidays. So and it's a time when we're all together. So
yeah, and you need the break, don't you? Definitely do.
Yes.
What do you think then is the biggest expense with families in particular, where they're kind of going wrong? When you bring a child out to the shopping, which sometimes is unavoidable, you have to bring them with you. Next thing, all these other things are being thrown into the supermarket. Can I have this? Can I have that? And you've spent way more than you planned.
Yes. Yeah, I don't like bringing my kids shopping. And I try and avoid it, but it's not always possible. But I just basically tell them, I'll pick something, pick one thing. You can pick one thing and I'll get that for you.
Can you answer me this now? Because I was I was saying there in the show before, a woman trolley shamed me the other week. And if she's listening, she's going to be mortified. Because I was doing the shopping, I was in front of her in the till, and she was absolutely horrified what we were spending on our weekly shop. Now, we only go once a week. And she said to me, do you have 25 children at home? And I nearly died of embarrassment. What in your household would be a normal grocery shop? What would the bill be?
Our bill is €450 a month. That's my budget for food. I'm really strict with the list. So I have certain things in my presses. I do a stock take of my presses. It's gas, but I do a stock take of my presses. So I'll have a certain amount of pasta, rice, sauces, all that kind of thing. And then once a month, I'll do a big top-up shop. So I'll literally go through my presses, see what I have, write my list, and buy what I'm missing. That's it.
Uh-huh. So many people, what they do is they don't check what they have. They buy it again and then the old stuff goes out of date and you end up binning stuff. Do you buy fresh meat and things like that?
I do, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Now, this is my biggest problem. They go out of date very quickly. Even when the date seems okay, they seem to go out of date in our house. Do you use your freezer?
I use the freezer. I did my shopping the other day and half my meat is in the freezer now. You know, to go over the weekend, I'll start taking it out next week.
Okay, you see, that's the tip I needed.
Yeah.
This is how I'm literally throwing money into the bin every week. So you don't waste things?
No, it's just one of those things. I just don't like waste. I don't like food waste. There's so many people struggling to feed their families that it's just, I'm really careful. I use everything up and I'll try and find a recipe to use things that I think that are going to go off.
And how many are you feeding then for €450 a month?
Six. There's six of us. Six two adults, of you. Two teenagers, one little girl and a baby. But the baby food now is, I make most of the baby food myself, but I do have a separate baby budget for nappies and wipes and all that kind of thing.
Yeah, no, that can really mount up, can't it? And I think actually the baby food that you buy is horrible anyway. I know from any of the ones I've tasted, horrible. So you're better off making your own. Yeah, definitely. And then when it comes to things that are needed, like, you know, like say cleaning products or anything like that for the house, does that come out of that €450 or is that separate?
That's another separate envelope that I have. That's the household budget. So for the household budget, I do a stock take. I have a certain amount of things and then I go and buy the stuff for that if I'm missing anything out of it.
Okay, so as you need it rather than just aimlessly throwing things in.
Yes.
What about a shop that a lot of women listening today are very guilty of spending a lot of their weekends in when they're open? Pennies. Do you ever venture into Pennies for a pair of socks?
No, I'm not.
Spend 100 quid.
I'm actually not a Pennies person at all.
This is why you're able to budget.
Yeah. I actually like nice things, So I'll actually save up for maybe one or two nice things for myself for the year. For the kids now, I have another, it's a sinking fund for clothes. So I kind of keep €300 in it all the time. And say like my little girl needed stuff at the weekend, where I've just ordered online in H&M and I just bought €100 worth of stuff. So she's got like a whole new wardrobe. So okay. I'd just be very, very mindful of my spending.
And what about then Christmas coming up? Do you have a certain budget that you rigidly stick to?
Yes. I have a certain budget. All my Christmas savings is done in August. So I've finished in August.
You've everything done?
But I had nothing bought. I still don't have things bought, but the money is sitting there ready.
Okay.
The teenagers are actually the hard part because they don't know what they want.
they normally want cash, don't they? Yeah.
Everything keeps changing.
And tell me about this. Didn't you increase your mortgage payment to try and get it paid off quicker?
Yes, I've recently increased them, yeah.
Was that a big dent that you increased it by?
No, I only increased by €50. But I also make lump sum payments. So I save up €1,000 and then I pay it off the mortgage. That's how I'm clearing it.
And it must be really satisfying just seeing it going down and down and down the whole time, is it?
It is. It's really satisfying.
Yeah. And do you know these books that you have on your Instagram, the budget book and all, can people buy them?
Yes, they're available both on Amazon and Etsy. I have an Etsy shop. So basically the budget book is just a book about, it's a workbook, guide you through your budget for the month, for the year. It's a place for sinking funds, for your emergency funds, for your weekly budgets, and then kind of your monthly overview. It has everything in it. And the other two books I have is two children's books. They're just like little journals for them to write in different things they're happy with and how they're feeling and different things like that. And then the other book is an expense tracker, and that's just basically, it is what it is. You just write down everything that you spend your money on. It's just a handy notebook.
Somebody, actually, a friend of mine on yesterday, was texting me saying that they're after buying a brand new car for 2021. And I just thought, this girl that we're going to have on the show, she would be saying, absolutely no way should you do that. I take it that would make you feel sick now almost doing that.
During the Celtic Tiger years, I would have bought some new cars. That would have been one of my things. But then it was like, it was so easy to get credit. I think it was so dangerous because I remember getting letters in the door. Do you want to increase your credit card limit? Here's a fake check for 30,000. Buy yourself a new car. You know, this kind of thing. It was just so easy to get credit that it was like it was never ending. Like we were never going to actually one day crash. Yeah.
Well, I think it's brilliant now for anyone listening to see your Instagram account and to follow you there, Irish Budgeting Mammy. Loads of tips there, and to also hear the experience of somebody who wasn't always good at money. Because sometimes, you know, you can get financial people on, and they're great with money, and we know that they've always been good at money. But you weren't. You weren't, and you managed to change things, didn't you? You turned it around, and it must feel like things are much more secure for you now. Not just because you obviously have a great job as a nurse, but you're in control.
Yeah. I think that was a huge factor, was the anxiety was removed from the letters coming in the door. You know, the credit card bills are like, I remember I used to like use my credit card and I wouldn't know how much I spent. It literally till it came in the door and then I went, oh God, look how much I spent. You know, that's the way it was. And I was young, I was in my 20s. I wasn't really sure. I was there going, oh, well, it's hard my whole life to pay this off. But you really don't, because you have to live a life as well. So you have to think, well, do I want to spend time with my children or do I want to be paying bills forever?
That's it. And it's also a great habit to teach your children as well. You know, that they know the value of money.
Yeah, they're really good. Now, I did laugh. I saw one of my boys made his confirmation and then he came down and goes, "Are my budget done?" And he had money set for saving and then he had some money set for what he was going to buy and different things like that. And I was like, well, that's really good.
Yeah. Well, listen, it's been absolutely brilliant to have you on. Hopefully we might get you on again and you can give us some more detailed tips on certain things. And if anybody, that's a great little stocking filler actually as well. If anybody would like to get your budget book, you can just go onto your Instagram and find the details there. So Irish Budgeting Mammy, simple as that.
Yeah.
Very good. Thanks so much for taking our call.
Thanks,
I know you're nuts busy between doing this, being a mother of four and being a nurse full time. How do you get the time? I do not know. So thanks so much, Anne-Marie.
All right, thank you.
See you
much.
Now. Bye. This is something for the weekend. Bye-bye. It's Classic Hits.